lightning its offensive. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. More details coming out about Russian missile strikes near the Ukrainian city of Lviv.
For the most part, this portion of the country, the western portion of the country, has remained relatively quiet. Now that has changed. The area just outside the city center was attacked by at least two different missile strikes. We're learning from our sources on the ground that they believe an oil depot just outside the city center was the target, and we're learning about five people were injured so far. It took firefighters 14 hours to put out the fire. All of this happening all while President Biden was in neighboring Poland.
Fox's Jeff Paul. There's been criticism of President Biden for saying in a speech in Warsaw that Russian President Putin cannot remain in power. The White House quickly backpedaled on the comment, saying he meant that Putin cannot be allowed to continue to exercise power over neighboring countries. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman on NBC's Meet the Press.
But look, we're in a crisis. We're in a war situation. And so clarity is incredibly important, and we need to be sure that we are also clear with our NATO allies, because that's how we are stronger.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken also stressing that the U.S. does not have a strategy of regime change in Russia. A possible provision in negotiations to revive the Iranian nuclear deal could potentially allow Russia to purchase Iran's excess enriched uranium. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna is among the critics.
That should not be part of the deal. I mean, the deal hasn't been finalized. I would not support having a Russian exception given what's going on right now to allow them to get Iranian oil. I mean, I think we ought to have the world boycotting Russian oil. I've been clear actually on India that I think India ought to be condemning Putin, and India ought not to be getting oil from Russia or China. We ought to rally the world to isolate Putin.
Khanna on Fox News Sunday. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Former President Trump hosting a rally in Commerce, Georgia last night, talking about the current state of Georgia and the United States.
Democrats are bad on the economy. They're horrible on inflation. They're terrible on the military, bad on taxes. Bad on Ukraine. Should have never happened.
The former president also expressed his disapproval for Republican Governor Brian Kemp and promoted Republican candidate David Perdue. A man who once ran for governor of Maine is facing child porn charges, Fox's Mary Corsetti reports.
Two-time Maine gubernatorial candidate Elliot Cutler was arrested for possession of child pornography 2 days after search warrants were executed on his two homes in the state. Cutler was arrested at the home he and his wife share in Brooklyn, Maine. He was booked into the Hancock County Jail with bail set at $50,000. Cutler also resigned the same day from the Lerner Foundation's board of directors for personal reasons. The arrest following a two-month investigation was a shock in Maine, where Cutler is a well-known political figure and wealthy environmental attorney. The 75-year-old ran for governor twice as an independent and used his personal wealth to bankroll both campaigns. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
First road course of the season coming up today in the NASCAR Cup Series. Fox's Matt Napolitano with a preview.
Last year's inaugural run at Circuit of the Americas brought out the windshield wipers for the road course, so Chase Briscoe is hoping that this time around the weather is more accommodating for the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix, but that the fan excitement level stays the same.
It's super cool to go out there. The fans, even last year in the rain, there was a ton of them out there, so I'm excited to see what it looks like this year.
Chase Elliott came away with the checkered flag last year at COTA after just 54 laps around. This year, it is the first of seven road course dates on the Cup Series schedule, and the hope is to get all 68 laps around the 20-turn asphalt course in the books. Green flag waves in Austin, Texas at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.